All right, good morning. First thoughts, 14 before 6 and 67 degrees, and it is election day. And again, got some information in front of me from the Wisconsin Election Commission. You can check Wisconsin Election Commission's My Vote website at myvote.wi.gov to verify voter registration status, find your polling place, and see what's on your ballot. So, again, among the races being decided today, boy, we've got a bunch, right? We've got the, especially the Democratic primary for governor, Tom Tiffany, the overwhelming favorite on the Republican side, the congressman from the 7th Congressional District, formerly a state legislator, a number of candidates on the Democratic side, also the Democratic Congressional primary in the 3rd Congressional District with former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge squaring off with Rebecca Cook, who was defeated by Derek Van Orden last go around. And Cook had lost in the primary among Democrats 2 years prior to that. So also the sheriff's race going on in Chippewa County in that primary today as well. All right. Polls open at 7 and stay open until 8 all across the state. Meanwhile, today in history, on this August 11th, 1929, Babe Ruth became the first to hit 500 home runs. 1934, the first federal prisoners arrived at the island prison Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay. And on this day, 10 years ago now, swimmer Michael Phelps won the 200-meter individual medley at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics, becoming the third athlete and first swimmer to win 4 consecutive Olympic gold medals in one event. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for August 11th. Today titled, it's a long one again, long title, Don't Roll Out Sod Where God Wants to Plant Seed. He's more interested in helping us grow than having us look finished. Colossians 2, 6, and 7 says, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Goff says, Southern California, where I live, is a desert, so it's difficult to maintain a lawn with actual grass. What's a popular workaround to getting that envious green lawn in the dry desert? You might be thinking of sod, but think weirder. Roll out artificial turf across the yard, of course. The only problem is sometimes you wind up having a house that looks like it belongs at a miniature golf course. If that's your thing, maybe it's not such a bad idea. If it isn't your thing, it is. Goff says our lives can feel like a desert sometimes, like nothing's coming easy and we're just parched and dried up. We scramble for ways to look like we're the finished product, so we start improving ways to look like we have things figured out. We throw a fresh coat of paint over our rusted and busted frames, roll out the fake turf, and hope nobody notices the difference. But God isn't asking us to look like the finished article in our lives. He said Jesus was enough for that. Rather, he's hoping to change us from start to finish, from our insides to our outsides. He's invested in us for the long haul. He wants us to ditch the act of being complete, and he wants us to help us grow more desperate for him. Let me say that again. He wants us to ditch the act of being complete, and he wants to help us grow more desperate for him. Because what do they say, right? Desperate people pray. Goff says the miracle is this. When we stop trying to look pristine and perfect, the soil of our hearts becomes healthier and more fertile. Love and grace starts sprouting in us, and the desert starts to green up with the real thing. Is it going to take some time? You bet. Will we always get it right? Of course not. Here's the point. Don't roll out AstroTurf where God's planting seed. He's more interested in helping us grow than having us look finished. Today's closing question, in what ways is God growing you today, even if it feels slow? Well, Randy Vandaloo, our good brother in Stanley, taking care of business at both ends. He's making sure we did not miss his wonderful wife Bev's birthday today because he has put it at wib.com/celebrations and on the listener line at 396-1670. We got you covered, Randy. He says, happy birthday to Bev, 72 years young, today, August 11th. Happy birthday, Bev. And let's see, make sure I got it all covered. He says, wishing my wife, Bev, a very happy birthday. All right, so it's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB 718, weather bottom of the hour, and Tuesday trivia after 7:45. And Micah Bailey in for Caleb Swenson today through Thursday. Welcome.
Yeah, I've got big shoes to fill. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Well, and you were up late at the at Target Field, the Twins game. You're a Twins and Vikings fan.
Yes, I was born in Minnesota. Okay. So kind of figures.
Where in Minnesota?
I was born in Fergus Falls, actually, so over on the west part of the state. But then moved closer to the Twin Cities when I was like 4, lived there for 3 years, and then when I was 7, moved here to the great state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell you what, we like to play rapid fire. We do this with CCM artists. We did it with Senator Ron Johnson back in 2018 when I came back from Africa and was returned to the WIB Wake Up Show. And so we've got some get to know you questions for you. And I know you and Dawson had done a Saturday together.
Yep.
And you played some of the game from Prager University we had, but apparently you guys didn't play rapid. He didn't play rapid fire on you.
We did a little bit of get to know you questions, but not in the rapid fire.
Not the rapid fire way.
Nope.
Where we put 60 seconds on the clock and ask you as many get to know you questions as we can. So we're going to give that a try. Micah Bailey, are you ready?
I think so.
Here we go. What's your favorite way to spend a day off?
Watching movies or spending time with family.
What's your favorite musical artist?
Musical artist? Oh, it's got to be Toby Mac.
What's the best vacation you ever took?
Yellowstone last year.
Hmm.
That was beautiful.
Where's the next place you hope to travel to?
London.
Hmm. What are your hobbies and how did you get into them?
Ventriloquism, because my grandma was a ventriloquist. Legos, because they're just awesome. And watching movies, why not?
Are you an extrovert or an introvert?
I'm an extroverted introvert.
Okay. What's your favorite city?
City. Minneapolis.
What's your favorite movie?
Movie. Inception or Tenet, both by Christopher Nolan.
What was the last thing you read?
Ooh. My notes today.
What's the last TV show you binge watched?
Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
Is there one podcast you enjoy?
The Dave Ramsey Show.
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
If you could eat only one food the rest of your life, what would it be?
Bacon.
And the closing question we always go with, do you enjoy pineapple on pizza?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right.
Yep.
There we go. Good job. All right. We answered a lot of questions there.
Yeah.
I think Baylor Wilson had the record. She, too, did it in studio.
Okay.
I want to say 16 or 17. You had a good number.
Okay. How many did I get?
But probably, I don't know. I have to go back because I'm asking the questions and not counting. But and some of them you can see on my sheet, not numbered off on the side.
Gotcha.
There, but probably not 17.
No, I don't think so.
I think the one answer you gave three answers to, which was totally fine.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, good.
Man, 17, that's,
that was a lot. Well, we've been enjoying a couple of songs from Matthew West this summer. Good. And also his song 18 Summers, which isn't maybe new. We've had that. It's summer. So, of course, we're bringing out 18 Summers as he wrote for his daughter. Well, our music director, Greg Stewart, delivers yet again new music from Matthew West. This is Back to Jesus on WWIB. Good morning.
I had my back to Jesus, thought I knew a better way. But after all my wandering, I landed in a place called shame. Yeah, I had my back to Jesus, I thought he had his back to me. But a sinner's tears came falling down when I turned around to see. You can make a million wrong turns that lead you to a million. Your last bridge is burned, and there's no going back home again. But no matter how far you are, no one chases a heart like he does. You're always only one step back to Jesus.
All right, Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show at 12 before 8 and 69 degrees. Don't forget August Catch and Match. We appreciate anything you can do to help us match that generous $52,375 from a number of generous supporters helping to fund WIB Incorporated, which, of course, pays for the airtime for those 20 Christ Center shows here on WWIB day and night, weekday and weeknight, and including Haven Today that leads into our show here on WWIB. All right, well, Tuesday trivia, your chance to win two certificates for 9 holes of golf at the wonderful Hickory Hills location. And don't forget about Twilight Golf every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday just after 4 p.m., just $1 per hole. Volume 1, Hickory Hills was the winner of the Volume 1 Best of the Chippewa Valley Readers Poll for Best Course for a whopping 19 years in a row. Wow. Hickory Hills, fantastic. And Mondays and Thursdays, 9 holes and a beverage for just $15. All right, Mike, are you a golfer?
I've gone golfing, but I'm not a golfer.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep. I have not for like 2-3 years, but it's like on my mind of things to do. And even my mother-in-law on if she's listening this morning in Maiden Rock, on my birthday card this year, she's like, you used to like to golf. I hope you can find some time for that. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
I think I've been too busy.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got these certificates. We want to give these away. Hickory Hills, thanks so much. South on 93 at E4080 Hickory Road. And Micah, you have a question.
I do, yes. All right. So I had a cat when I was younger. And
yep.
A question of the for our Tuesday trivia.
Yep.
What World War II veteran was my cat named after?
Okay.
Very simple.
We could have made it harder and just said, what was your cat's name? But
yep.
We've narrowed it all the way down to what World War II veteran?
Thinking, I want you to think about history, think
yep.
a little bit.
All right, so
that.
We could have, we probably, I should have, you know, we were scrambling so much trying to find something people couldn't Google.
Yep.
And so there we go, 723-2555. The question again.
What World War II veteran was my cat named after?
All right, for two certificates for a free 9 holes of golf at Hickory Hills, 9 holes walking, by the way. You want a cart, you pay for it. But 9 holes, Hickory Hills. This expires December 1st of 2026. So,
does it come with a caddy, or do you have to supply that yourself?
I think you have to do that. Anyhow, it's good exercise, and Hickory Hills Golf, your chance to win right now at WWIB. What World War II veteran was Micah's cat named after?
Yep.
723-2555-723-2555. You actually got this cat from our own Michelle Johnson.
I did, yep, way back in the day.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep.
You've known, now you're 21.
Yes. Yep.
And when's your birthday?
June 3rd. Yep.
So wow. That is the same. Our grandchild-to-be, Rylan,
okay.
has a birthday of June 3rd. She turned 3.
Okay.
You awesome. Turned 21. So.
Yep.
All right. So, but how old were you when you got this cat?
Oh, 10. 10 maybe?
Okay. Yeah. A while ago.
Yep.
All right. So any guesses this morning? Anybody want to go golfing? 723-2555-723-2555. You got to go fishing before you go golfing. Fishing for the right answer of what World War II vet. We narrowed it down. We could have said what figure from history. There is a hint I have in mind if we eventually
okay.
need to give it. But on this show, we don't give hints until 24 hours from now.
Oh,
so we
okay.
give it a try at 7:45, which we're kind of striking out right now. 8:15 and 8:45. Then we let him sleep on it. And it looks like maybe Virgil in Whitehall is coming through. We let him sleep on it, and then by 7:45 on a Win It Wednesday, we try to give the first clue. So that's how it works. As Michael learns the ropes of the Wib Waco Show, first time co-hosting. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Virgil from Whitehall.
That's what I thought. What's your guess, Virgil?
Well, I'll start this off. I'm going to say Patton.
Patton. Okay, yeah, what World War II veteran was Micah's cat named after? Was your cat named Patton?
No, it was not.
Sorry, Virgil. Thanks for trying, though. Thanks for batting leadoff, buddy. Keep it going. So that got us going. Yeah, there
yeah.
are. You know, so in
that's
that
a great
sense,
guess. Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Yep.
In that sense, there are a lot of, you know, that's yep. certainly the generals come to mind,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So, all right.
Starting off strong.
All right, here we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Is it named after Audie Murphy?
No.
Oh, okay. Quick no there.
Nope.
We like to let it breathe.
You
want a little
bit. Build, okay.
Mike is all over that. Sorry.
Sorry to burst your bubble.
Thanks for trying, Sherry. 723-2555. Now, Virgil and Sherry, did we go back-to-back Whitehall here?
I think we did, yeah.
Wow. We are just rocking it in
Whitehall. Yeah,
Whitehall's today.
Up in the morning.
We love you, Whitehall. We should do this show live in Whitehall sometime.
That'd be fun.
I'm going to talk to Caleb.
Beautiful down there.
723-2555. What World War II vet was Micah's former cat? Do you have a cat now?
Our family does, yes.
Okay. And yep. the cat's name is?
The current cat's name is Juniper.
Current cat's name is Juniper. That's not the past cat's name.
No.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Julie from Rice Lake.
Julie, have you thought about moving to Whitehall?
No, my husband says he's dying in this house.
Oh, wow. Okay, very good. Well, hopefully he lives a long time. What's your guess?
I hope so.
Tuesday trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show with free golf on the line at the beautiful Hickory Hills, where they've got Twilight Golf every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after 4. Just $1 per hole. And also Mondays and Thursdays, 9 holes and a beverage is $15. We've got 2 9 holes of golf certificates on the line this morning. If you can answer our question, which Micah is homegrown. Micah's in for Caleb today through Thursday. And what is the question, Micah?
Yeah, you got to reach back into your historical knowledge.
Yeah.
What World War II veteran was my cat named after? I had a cat when I was younger, named it after a World War II vet. Let's see if you guys can answer that question. Win some golf.
723-2555, 723-2555. You know, sometimes I will write down some of the other answers. I know one of our answers was Patton.
Yep. Brooks was another one. And then, there was another one.
We had several. And And a lot of times we'll write down that. I know our first two guessers were from Whitehall, but then we heard from Rice Lake. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeremy from Menominee.
Hey, Jeremy. I thought it was Chloe. You faked me out here.
Well, she's right here next to me.
All right. Very good. Good to hear from you, man. All right. What's your guess?
The guess is Eisenhower.
Ooh, Eisenhower is what I heard?
Yeah, that's a great guess. Is that it?
No. Sorry, Jeremy.
Sorry, Jeremy. Not Eisenhower. Yeah, that one was on my mind because we had Patton guess earlier, so did you have a cat named Eisenhower? Did you think about a cat named Eisenhower?
No, I didn't. Okay. Nope.
He's more committed to this other World War II vet.
Yep.
And so we're going to kind of clean the board. I mean, how many are really well known?
Yeah,
so.
But we got a couple of generals guests this morning.
Yep.
It's a great strong start, but yep. Yeah.
Even as we got into the contest, I was kind of going, we should have, what historical figure? And we totally rode that all the way to 7:45 tomorrow and then said World War II and gone from there. But we didn't. We made it easier. Anybody other than Jeremy going to give it a try? 723-2555. What World War II veteran? Again, this isn't just, this is a well-known. We could talk about why this individual is well-known. But
fairly inspiring, too.
Apparently, those are probably the... There's another general that hasn't been guessed yet.
Yeah.
From World War II. Anyhow, but 723-2555, 723-2555. Anybody else? Let's go around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ron from Colfax.
All right, Ron. What World War II vet did Micah, my co-host, name his cat after?
Audie Murphy.
That was guessed, actually.
I think that was guessed earlier, yeah.
Tell us about Audie Murphy.
Right, he's just the hero from World War II, that's all.
Okay, all right, good enough. That's not it. All right, there's a little bit more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
Curtis from Eau Claire. How about Halvey?
Ooh, Halvey?
Halvey.
Not quite.
But tell us about Halvey. Who's Halvey?
Yeah.
Oh, he's an admiral. Okay. The Navy.
All right. Sorry, that's not it, Curtis. All right. Keep those guesses coming here on WWIV. We'll take three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
Sherry, good to hear back from you. What do you think?
Is it Ryan after Saving Private Ryan?
Oh. That's a great guess. Ooh. That was on my mind, too. Was your cat named Ryan?
No.
So Sherry's not going
golfing?
I've
been too young for that movie back when I named my cat.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sherry. All right, we'll take two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Diane from Downsville.
Double D, what do you got for us?
Well, I just saw this movie on TV, so I'm going to guess Desmond.
Ooh, that is a really good guess.
Now, which movie is that?
Hacksaw Ridge.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Mel Gibson. Andrew Garfield playing the character
Garfield's
in that movie, I believe.
Fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. Played Spider-Man.
Yep.
Sorry, Debbie. No, not Desmond Doss.
All right. Diane.
Actually. Diane, my bad.
All right, we'll take one more guess. 723-2555. What World War II veteran? We're having some fun with this. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, I said to Micah off the air, we try to find a question not Googleable, but sometimes we draw from our personal life. And on his first appearance on the Wib Wake Up Show, he came up with this. What World War II vet was his cat named after? Going once, going twice. We'll do it again after 8:45 here on WWIB, where we are family. We've got weather bottom of the hour. Now, you've been doing, after 8:30, we'll get into what you name your segments, because we kind of generally go mid-mornings from 9:30 to 11.
Yeah.
But you've got so many names for your show. I need to have you don't know the players without a program. I don't know the Micah segments without a program, so we will, you even call it the microphone.
Yep.
All right, the Wib Wake Up Show, 71 degrees. We got coming up on 12 before 9. Primary election day polls have been open almost 2 hours, open until 8 o'clock tonight. You need to learn more about that. Check myvote.wi.gov to find out where you vote, what's on your ballot, myvote.wi.gov. Our question is not politics related. Let me tell you the prize. We've got not one, but two certificates for golfing at Hickory Hills, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire. Great course. You got Twilight Golf every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after 4, just $1 per hole. Mondays and Thursdays, 9 holes of golf and a beverage, just $15. Two 9-hole golf certificates. And Micah, this is a personal question on the line having to do with you.
Yep.
What is it?
The question for our Tuesday trivia, what World War II veteran was my cat named after?
Yeah. All right, let's see if people know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeff Barnes, Triple Falls.
All right, Jeff, what veteran did he name his cat after?
I'm not sure if anybody's guessed this before, but how about Betty White?
Ooh.
Betty White.
Haven't had that one yet this morning.
But I didn't know she was a World War II veteran. Is that right?
Interesting.
I didn't know if his cat was a male or female.
Yeah, no, good guess. That is not it, so thanks for trying. All right, 723-2555. Keep those guesses coming. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeremy from Menominee.
All right, Jeremy, good to hear from you again. What do you think?
We're going actors. Jimmy Stewart.
Ooh, Jimmy Stewart. There we go. That's a great guess. Is that it, Micah?
No, that is not. Sorry.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, you start thinking athletes and actors,
yeah,
maybe. So, all right, keep it going here. What World War II vet did Micah name his cat after in days gone by? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
All right, Aiden. Now, Aiden, first of all, you're totally eligible to win, but what was your reaction when you heard your name drawn at the end of the after party on Saturday, August 1st, that you won two tickets to next year's One Fest? Could you believe it?
I was really surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty cool, man. All right, what's your guess here?
Richard Ira Bond.
Wow, that's very specific.
That's knowing your World War II veterans right there. Unfortunately, that is not it. Thanks for playing along. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeremy from Menominee.
Dude, you're owning the airwaves. All right, what's your guess?
Yeah, we're going Paul Newman.
Ooh,
Paul Newman. Yeah, there you go. People don't think about, you know, just kind of working the well-known actors. That's not it either. So Jeremy's determined today. He's given us three of our wrong answers, and that's fine. We usually hear from his daughter, Chloe.
Yeah.
723-2555. We'll take three more guesses if you guys got it in you. Otherwise, sleep on it. We'll come back tomorrow after 7:15 with these two passes for Hickory Hills. Micah's in here through Thursday. So, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeremy from Menominee.
Wow. You're amazing. All right, what's your guess?
Mel Brooks. Oh.
He's just determined.
He was in World War II?
Yeah. I'm going to trust that he knows. Okay. You can look it up. Right?
He fought in the Battle of the Bulge.
Okay.
All right. Very good. That's not it either. Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Amber from Cameron.
All right, Amber.
I'm going to guess Louis Zamperini.
Louis Zamperini. What makes you say that?
Well, he's inspirational. He's got a great story, and the film came out maybe about the time you were naming a cat.
Yeah. And you said your name is Amber and Cameron?
Yes. Yes.
Amber and Cameron. Is she right?
She is.
Way to go, Amber.
Way to go, Amber.
Amber, you're going golfing. Way to go. Louis.
Great. Thank you.
Now, that's Lauren Hildebrand, right? Did you read the book or just see the movie?
Read the book.
Yeah. Unbroken, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That's the title.
Yes.
Terrific. Yeah. How was the book?
Detailed, a little uncomfortable at times. The raft is a tough. The raft scene or portion of his story is a tough one. And the POW with the Japanese camps, it's a tough read, but so inspirational.
Even
it's
parts of the movie are tough too. Did you always call him Zamperini or was he Zamp for short?
No, so actually it was a girl cat, but we called her Zampy for short.
Zampy. Yep,
but named after Louis Zamperini.
Named after. There we go.
Runner was he the gunner? Was he? Yeah, I think he was a gunner or something. On the airplane, and then they crashed in the ocean, and then got picked up by the Japanese, and was a POW for a little while. But I think he was, how many days was it? Was he stranded in the raft? It was a while.
It was a while.
Yeah.
So Amber Sedevi, is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, congratulations. We will leave these at the front desk. Stop by and see us, and enjoy your golf at Hickory Hills.
Super. Thank you.
Well, it is primary election day. The polls have been open for almost 2 hours, and so as we wind down our show and get ready to move into Focus on the Family. You know what? We never did after the 8:30 weather talk about your show.
Oh, no, we didn't.
We'll talk about that. But real quick, here's some encouragement to vote from the television show Third Rock from the Sun.
There is no choice. My only choice is not to vote at all. Democracy is horrible, absolutely horrible.
You're so right. Democracy is the worst form of government there is, except for all of the others.
Oh.
And that is exactly why you have to vote.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Complaining is all I have left.
So good. So good there from the Third Rock from the Sun. I want to say John Lithgow and Jane Curtin. Okay, real quick. You're on with us today, 9:30 to 11, and you, instead of mid-mornings, you call that?
I call it Songs for Your Second Breakfast.
Songs for Your Second Breakfast.
Yep.
So, spoken like
a hobbit.
The Hobbits, yes.
Yep.
Well, as an early riser, I do have a second breakfast. Okay, so then you come back then from noon to 2. What do you call that?
Well, so from noon to 1, I call it your lunch, munch, and music hour.
Okay.
And whatnot. And then I kind of have broken up with, because I'm on Tuesday through Friday during the weekdays.
Yeah.
So Tuesdays are top 10 Tuesdays. Something I got, so I worked construction a couple years ago, and something we like to do during our lunch breaks would take a top 10, like top 10 most highest grossing movies or something, and
yeah.
then just go around and guess. So I like to do that. Wednesdays, mouth-watering Wednesdays, just talking about food because I like food. I don't know. You guys
sure.
do too.
We like food.
Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays, so talk about drinks. So
okay.
last Thursday was actually... it was Root Beer Float Day.
Okay,
because
yeah.
A&W right. was giving away uh-huh. Root Beer Float, so I talked about the history of the Root Beer Float.
Okay.
And then Fridays are Frying Pan Fridays, more foods, specifically fried foods.
Very so, good.
Very very much food-themed. But
very good.
Yeah.
A lot of creativity here on WWIB. All right, well, stick around for Micah with that second breakfast, Songs for Your Second Breakfast.
Yep.
That's a mouthful to remember.